love women. Sometimes men love men. Then there are bisexuals. So some just say they're kidding themselves.
I'm free.
Free as a bird. It's nice, really.
To be me.
Oh, that's right. That's absolutely right.
Expressing my bisexuality.
I'm a woman trapped in a rock star's body.
I told you what it's like to be behind blue eyes. Way back when the band still had pimples.
Oh, we were just boys then.
But Tommy's been a little boy, and Happy Jack would like to score with Jagger's lips and David Bowie's dimples.
Free chat with me, David.
I'm free.
Oh, I like being free.
I'm free.
Free as a bird, maybe a butterfly or something.
And I'm hoping the Who will sleep with me.
Come on, mates, let's give it a go, eh? How not good if you haven't tried it. Come on.
Maybe tomorrow.
Then I waited this long. I guess I can wait a few more days. It's kind of nice to be out of the closet. It's getting a little crowded in there.
Everyone's life is bittersweet. It's a door that opens wide. And no man can call himself complete till he's seen it from both sides.
Welcome to Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. If you were listening last month, you'll know that this is part two of a two-part look at bisexual songs. Now, what I'm talking about is not songs by bisexual artists, but songs where the lyrics deal with bisexuality. I opened the show just like I did last month, with Phoebe from the TV show Friends singing her bisexual song. From there, I played another of those marvelous parodies done by the folks at Bob Rivers' Twisted Radio. They took the rumors about The Who's Pete Townshend and came up with their version of I'm Free, called I'm Bi. And again, I drifted into Herman's Hermits' This Door Swings Both Ways from 1966. It's said that song's been adopted by many for use in connection with bisexuality. I really wanted to use the song I've Looked at Love from Both Sides Now, but it just didn't work as well musically. For those that missed last month's show, I'll mention again that what this show will not do is go into the issues and myths surrounding bisexuality. That's done very thoroughly on plenty of websites on the net. So if you visit my webpage for this show, you can do two things. If you have a fast internet connection, you can hear part one of this segment, and you can also link to a number of sites for information about bisexuality and bi-activism. Like last time, I certainly do not claim to be covering every bi reference in music, but I hope to give a good overview. We ended part one in 1997, and that should tell you something right there. I covered about 70 years of music in the first hour, and would do about 7 in this one. Obviously, this is due to gay and bi issues being much more discussed in society and also in music. First up is a song from a gay review produced in Los Angeles, and its idea was to feature a number of gay-related songs from the 90s, and they called it the Gay 90s. There was a 6-member cast, and one of them, Peggy Hewitt, got to sing the song Bisexual Tango.
Consuela Brown, she had a little quirk that wore Consuela down. To men and women she had made an oath, instead of choosing one, she wanted both. Her life was a tad complicado, bisexual tangos excite you with danger. You dance with a stranger, and chances are it's a strange rendezvous. If in the dark you reach out for Fred, you may find Yvonne instead. Bisexual tangos play tricks on your head. Consuela wanted to be more refined, so she picked out a banker who was deaf and blind. She had a plan to wed her Mr. Right until the night she kissed his sister goodnight. Her boudoir was teeming with traffic, and some was decidedly sapphic. And un poquito pornographic. Bisexual tangos are hard on romancing. Must keep on dancing, and lust will show you the steps as you go. Though changing partners is quite allowed, 6 feet on the floor's a crowd. Bisexual tangos are not for the proud. Love is elusive but never exclusive, with multiple lovers in tow. Those you select won't know what to expect when you change from a bell to a bow. It's purely emotional need. This time you follow, next time you lead. Consuela ended up her life alone, with Malagueño playing on the gramophone. And from her stretcher she gave interviews. She said from now, it's strictly pas de deux. And as the ambulance drove down the freeway, the door she tried to start a three-way.
Bisexual tango, the pace can be killing. The spirit was willing,
but dear, the flesh was a trifle too weak.
A bit too weak.
So if your current was A&D, Consuela's the one to see inside her drawer. Ooh. In the corner of Morris
Also in 1997, a country act, the Bellamy Brothers, released a CD called Over the Line, and it contained a song with a common theme. This is where there's a so-called straight couple, and one of them leaves for a member of the same sex. But they put a twist on it. The guy's wife deserted him for another woman, all right, but the other woman was his girlfriend. So this implies bisexuality for both the women. Here's the Bellamy Brothers with My Wife Left Me for My Girlfriend.
This time there's a twist. I woke up to an empty room, devoid of joy and bliss. I know I don't deserve no sympathy, but I think it's a sin. My wife left me for my girlfriend. Like took off in the dead of night, in a 91 Suburban with a loaded 45. Well, I'd call up the authorities, but where would I begin? My wife left me for my girlfriend. She was thing on earth, always so true. She loved me with a passion, yeah, my wife did too. I guess they figured out what was going on. bastard got what he deserved. And in the battle of the sexes, the lines have surely gotten blurred. But I just want the both of them to come back home again.
And up next is another one of those I Lost My Baby to Another Man songs. In fact, that's the title of it. It's by the group Sapphire. They also call themselves the Uppity Blues Women. And they've been putting out good music for quite a few years. Singing lead on this song is Gay Adegbolola, who has released an album on her own and in recent years came out as lesbian. From the Sapphire album Cleaning House, here's I Lost My Baby to Another Man.
I lost my baby to another man. I'm trying so hard to understand. We both are doing best that we can. But I lost my baby to another man. Was in the stars, in nature's signs, the tree will grow as it's inclined. But I knew nothing, I was blind. Two stars were crossed and one was mine. It hurt so bad. If it was a woman, would I feel so sad? But what does it matter? I know it's not about me. Cards were dealt, I was trumped by fate. Two of a kind beat my straight. The game is over, the hour is late. The truth came out.
Oh, I love that line, two of a kind beat my straight. That was Sapphire with I Lost My Baby to Another Man. Paxton is the name of a band, its lead singer, and their first album. And the very first track on it entertained the bi subject directly with Which Way Do You Go?
Which way do you go?
choice is there for you. Which way do you go? That was Paxton from 1997. And now I've got a special interview clip to share with you. It's from singer-songwriter Edie Carey about her song called The Middle.
The Middle came about 6 or 7 years ago on the way. I was writing my song Fall or Fly, which took me about 2 years to write, and I took a couple detours, and one of the detours was this song. It's about a lot of different things, but mostly about being afraid to stand out in any way, shape, or form, you know, as far as being terrible at something or being really good at something or accepting that you're gay or accepting that you're totally straight and kind of feeling like you have to be one way or another and, you know, and wanting to just hide so you don't have to make those decisions. And in the end, the song kind of comes to terms with it's okay to kind of be in the vulnerable middle and sort of be where you are and not feel like you have to pigeonhole yourself and in any way, just sort of, it's okay to be in the middle. And as long as you take a stand where it's necessary. And I think that in a lot of ways was my veiled attempt at coming to terms with my bisexuality. I so wanted an answer, a definitive answer as to what I was. And I would have been fine with whatever the outcome was. And I think that writing that song sort of helped me accept the ambiguity of who I am and what my sexuality is and what I think a lot of people's sexuality is.
Miles from ecstatic, years from depressed, across the board content. Step below dramatic, nowhere near the crest. Sometimes I just need the vent. I got an understated chest and an exaggerated ass, but with the right clothes I manage to balance out. One part prudence, three parts grass. Sometimes these words just slip out. And I like the view from where I stand. From up here I can see both sides, and the middle is a little like no.
Room.
From her 1998 album, Falling From Place, that was Edie Carey. And once again, I'm going to jump from one musical genre to another, and this time back overseas to get it. There's a pop group in Belgium called, appropriately enough, Das Pop, and in 1998, they released a hard-to-find three-song EP called The Little Boy. From it, here's a bit of their song, Bye Bisexual Boy.
Choose either girls or boys, either girls or boys, all your beautiful playthings.
Okay, what we haven't had yet was a good piano bar song. I can fix that. In 1999, a musical production was staged in L.A. called Billy Barnes Reviewed. And Billy Barnes has been a well-established songwriter for reviews and television for over 40 years. He's written for The Carol Burnett Show, Sonny and Cher, the Academy Awards, and even Laugh-In. So this show was a collection of his songs from a number of his musical reviews. Originally from the 1980 show Best Friends was a song called Ambivalent, here sung by Paul Ainsley.
When Ellen DeGeneres comes out and says, she's a les, I'm shocked. When dear Elton John has a thing with a gal and a pal, I'm blocked. When Ian McKellen makes no bones about it, when darling Anne Heche is beginning to shout it, when my son just told me it's true, well, what is a father to do? Oh, I don't know anymore. I really don't. Ambivalent. My God, he's ambivalent. How odd, he's half this way and half that way. He's dambivalent. I think he's bisexual. My dear, he's bisexual. Not queer, just fenstraddling, bead rattling, bisexual. How awful, his feeling for Joni is terribly strong. But what if a Johnny comes cruising along? I'm telling you, ambivalent sounds fishy. Bisexual, not swishy. His heart's in a jam, he's am. Well, for instance, he meets a girl, attracted. He meets a guy, reacted. She kills him and he thrills him and he meets a girl, start over and she's beautiful. Hi, Mary. He's beautiful. Hi, Gary. Hi, Sherian. Hi, Carrion. Hi, Terrian. Hi, Larian. Oh, he's losing his mind for both muscle and curls. Has he found the best of all possible worlds? I'm wondering. Ambivalent, confusing, bisexual, amusing. He's grumpy and mugwumpy, and why? Perversity's major domo, not pure hetero and not pure homo. He's simply a guy who's bi. This living is not so easy when you're half AC and you're half DC. You're simply a guy who's bi. I wonder if Tom Cruise is free for dinner.
Now, if you don't recognize this next voice, well, turn in your gay card.
I don't need your sympathy. There's nothing you can say or do for me. And I don't want a miracle. You'll never change for no one. And I hear your reasons why. Where did you sleep last night? And was he worth it? Was he worth it? Oh, I'm strong enough to live without you. Strong enough, and I quit crying long enough. Now I'm strong enough to know you gotta go. There's no more to say, so save your breath and walk away. No matter what I hear you say, I'm strong enough to know you gotta go. So you feel misunderstood. Well, baby, have I got news for you on being used. I could write the book, but you don't.
Of course, that was Cher, and the CD single of her 1999 hit Strong Enough contained 10, count 'em, 10 remixes of that song, one labeled as male version. I'm sure you noticed that she said, "Where did you sleep last night, and was he worth it?" And one of my listeners pointed out that this is not all that different from Cher's 1972 hit, The Way of Love, where she sings about he setting you free.
Then what will you do? When it sets you free, just the way that you said goodbye to me.
Time for a little break. And to start that off, I've got a comedy clip called Bisexual. It's from 1960, from a comedian named Bert Henry. He was known in the 60s for his racy humor, at least by the standards then. You probably won't find it any funnier than I did, but it's the only mention of bisexuality I found from that period. Bert Henry.
Matter of fact, speaking of happiness, you know, I've been happy 15 years. 15 years we've been happy, haven't we, Bill? I shouldn't say that about Bill. Now, people will get the wrong impression and think he's sort of a fairy. He's not that way at all. He's really bisexual. Which means if he wants any, he has to go out and buy it, just like the rest of us.
See, I told you it wasn't very funny. But this is a good time to remind you to be sure to listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Saturday night from midnight to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. In 2000, an obscure artist named Jack Lukeman released an album called Metropolis Blue. And from it, here is the song Boys and Girls.
Through my head.
You may have noticed the line, "I like sucking on your pure Angora." Well, the subtitle of this song is listed as Ode to Ed Wood. Ed Wood was a Hollywood director who in the 50s made lots of B-movies like Plan 9 from Outer Space and Glenn or Glenda. And supposedly, he loved to wear Angora sweaters. Johnny Depp starred in a movie about him in 1994 just called Ed Wood. My next artist has come from being a former stripper and adult film performer to her current status as an established and well-respected blues and jazz entertainer. Her name is Candy Kane, and she's recorded 7 albums since 1994, winning much critical acclaim. She's openly bisexual, and when I interviewed her in 2001, I asked about one song in particular called Hey Mister, She Was My Baby Last Night.
Well, actually, I wrote Hey Mister. It was more pointed towards the swing kids. I was playing a lot of shows for the Swing Explosion, you know, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy and Brian Setzer Orchestra, and we're suddenly getting all kinds of, you know, press. There was a big Swing Explosion, and all these kids were coming out to the shows perfectly dressed in their 40s clothes and in their vintage cars, and they all looked just dressed to the nines, and I really loved that part of the whole swing scene, but some of them had, like, a really big attitude, particularly some of the guys. And the better dancers had an attitude about their dancing, like they were really great because they could dance so well. And so I wrote the song to poke fun at some of these straight boys because their girlfriends were really the ones who looked great to me. And so that's why I wrote the song initially. But I think it's a favorite for people. I mean, I am bisexual, and I do talk about it openly in my shows and in my music. I'm not ashamed of my bisexuality. I think that it's a myth that bisexuals are just fence sitters waiting to go one way or the other. I think all mankind is basically, and womankind is basically bisexual, and that we just, you know, have to find the right person to bring out that part of us. And anyway, it's a fun song. And like I always say, you won't see Big Bad Voodoo Daddy or the Brian Setzer Orchestra doing those bisexual swing songs because they won't admit they're bisexual. But me, it opens up a wide range of opportunity.
Hey, mister, you sure look cute. Greasy hair and that slick suit suit. The one I want is by your side. She was my baby last night. Hey, mister, you sure can glide across that dance floor smooth and wide. There's some moves you haven't tried. She was my baby last night. I know she won't admit it, but she spent all night with me. If you can't keep her busy, mister, you might. She looks content, and we both know she's heaven sent. But look out when she's out of sight. She was my baby last night.
From her album from 2000 called The Toughest Girl Alive, that was Candy Kane. Going Back to a Dance Mode is a song by an artist simply known as Larissa.
I met a girl, her name was Shade, she wanted to have fun. they make me feel ashamed. There's no shame to my game. I do both J and J.
Again, the artist's name was Larissa, from the year 2000, and I tried but couldn't really find out anything more about her or her song, I Do Both Jay and Jane. But apparently Jane gets around, because the next year from Australia came this techno-pop hit, I Like Dick and Jane.
You're not gay, but you're not straight. You try not to discriminate, 'cause you're getting the best out of both worlds. You kiss the boys, you kiss those girls. I envy you your carefree ways. Attitude up, come what may. I wish I had the guts to be like you. Oh, when you had your pick from the cream of the crop, do you like it on bottom? Do you like it on top? Today you want dick, tomorrow you'll have Jane. Sex is sex, we're all one and the same.
That was I Like Dick and Jane, and the artist was Leia Fisher, an American now living in Australia. That song came out on an EP in 2001, but I think a better place to find it is on the various artists compilation called By the People, and By is spelled B-I. That was produced last year by a favorite artist of mine, Scott Friedman. He not only releases great CDs on his own, but travels the country giving talks to colleges about biphobia. You can find out more about him on my webpage for this show, and even hear a radio interview he did on the subject. Also on the By the People compilation is a new song by Tom Robinson that can't be found anywhere else. It's called Boy Girl. Tom Robinson's Boy Girl. Now, I won't make you guess who this next artist is, but here's a hint. For a while, he was engaged to Lisa Marie Presley. That should narrow things down a little. And I'll probably mispronounce his name, as I've never heard it said. He's John Azaka, and his 2001 album was called From There to Here. On it, he gave us the song Bisexual Chick.
She likes to drive stick. She's so popular it kinda makes me sick. She gets in for free at the Rock Candy. She shows a body I forever want to see. Bisexual chick. Bisexual chick.
She's my bisexual baby.
Bisexual chick. She likes more than just... She got
got a stocking cap on. She works at a salon. She's a very big fish in an itty bitty pond. She's so open minded. She's a triple sided con, and it's kind of annoying. She buys vintage clothes with all the money that she owes. I got a very good view looking right up her nose. She always gets backstage, and that's all I'm gonna say. But I must admit that she's a pretty good lady. Bisexual check. Bisexual check. She's my bisexual. She likes more than just she kinda likes guys and she kinda likes girls. Like my mom told me, it's a crazy, crazy world. The quality of life, it enhances, well, at least it betters your chances. And a la 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 la. Bisexual check. Bisexual check. She's my bisexual baby. Bisexual check. She likes more than just.
Again, that was John Azaka, spelled O-S-Z-A-J-C-A. Easier to pronounce, but perhaps harder to take, is this next artist. She goes by the name Peaches, and she is one scary woman. On the cover of her latest album, she looks very menacing. Maybe it's the beard. I'd sure want her on my side in a bar fight. Most of her lyrics are very graphic, and for the song I'm going to play, it would be an FCC violation to even tell you the title of the album. But the song itself is fine. I was in a record store in L.A. last summer, and they were playing it. I already knew I wanted to produce this show on Bi Music, so I had to have it. Here's Peaches with I, You, She.
I, you, he, together. Come on, baby, let's go. I, you, she, together. Come on, baby, let's go. I, you, he, together. Come on, baby, let's go. You, she, together. Come on, baby, let's go. I don't have to make the choice. I like girls and I like boys. I don't have to make the choice. I like girls and I like boys. I don't have to make the choice. I like girls and I like boys. I don't have to make the choice. I like girls and I like boys. I don't have to make the choice. I like girls and I like boys. I don't have to make the choice. I like girls and I like boys. I don't have to make the choice. I like girls and I like boys. I don't have to make the choice. I like girls and I like boys. I, you, he, together. Come on. Baby, let's go. I, you, she, together. Come on, baby, let's go. Whips, crops, canes, whatever. Come on, baby, let's go. Cuffs, chains, shorts, or leather. Come on, baby, let's go. I, you, he, together. Come on, baby, let's go. I, you, she, together. Come on, baby, let's go.
I got two new CDs in the last couple months that I'm very pleased with, and they both happen to have songs with a bisexual twist. The first is by an acoustic folk duo from Maine, Randy Browning and Brett Kinney. They call themselves the Late Bloomers. And here's a bit of the title track, Sneaking in the Back Door.
Pauline, honey, how have you been? Your kitchen's looking nice. I like this pretty tablecloth, almost bought it twice. Same old thing with me, you know. Some things never change. That man of mine's been stepping out, and smooth, you know he ain't. 5 o'clock this morning, I heard Miss Tilly bark. Looked outside my window, and I watched him creeping through the dark. Sneaking in the back door. Sneaking in the back door. 7 years have come and gone since we married on that hill. He's been chasing women all his life, probably always will. He must think I'm stupid to take these lies of his. I know who he's seeing, I know where she lives. Her name is Nellie Walker, she just moved into town. She don't know he's married, she don't know he runs around sneaking in the back door.
That was The Late Bloomers. Also brand new is a CD by Leah Zakari. I've been playing Leah's music for a long time. Her 1990 song, Glory Glory, is kind of a gay and lesbian anthem. So I was a little surprised to hear her, as a very out lesbian, sing the lyrics of this song.
Let me begin with this disclaimer. I had a fleeting thought I never wavered. Now I don't want to cause a panic, 'cause this is almost an epidemic. So many girls who once had a lot of pride are crossing over to the other side. And though I haven't, I know you'll be annoyed that for a moment I thought I wanna kiss that boy. I wanna kiss that boy. You've always known me for who I've always been. You've always known the circles I've traveled in. We kind of have our own religion. And I now confess my sin. I wanna kiss that boy. It's better to withhold. I'd better learn the art of being poor, 'cause it's a fact that I wanna kiss that boy. I wanna kiss that boy. Don't misconstrue the message imparted, 'cause this is how rumors get started. I'm here to tell you it was a fleeting thought, I never wavered.
I Want to Kiss That Boy, from the new album Pretty on Thursday by Leah Zakari. Have you noticed that as we traveled through the 90s and up to the new releases, that they are more out front, with more first-person lyrics, like, I do both J and Jane, I like Dick and Jane, I, you, she, and I Want to Kiss That Boy. I think that's progress. Well, we're getting down to the end of the show, and I always try to end with something from the cream of the crop. So I held back a couple songs, and they both happen to be from the late 90s. But before we get to them, I want to thank you all for listening. And I want to thank Edie Carey and Candy Kane for their interview comments. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write to me at qmheritage@aol.com. And again, on my website, you can find photos of the artists and recordings and lyrics to as many of these songs that I could find, and also links to many websites for more information about bisexuality. That's at www.queermusicheritage.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with the next installment of Queer Music Heritage. Annie DeFranco is an indie artist, and I don't think any major label could contain her. She's fiercely independent and very prolific, putting out more than 21 albums on her own since 1990, and also producing a number of albums by several other artists on her own label, Righteous Babe Records. She started out as a lesbian icon and then caused quite a stir when she married a man in 1998. From her album, Living in Clip, here's In and Out.
Knows where to begin. I've got more than one membership, more than one club, and I owe my life to the people that I love. He looks me up and down like he knows what time it is, like he's got my number, like he thinks it's his. He says, call me Mr. Franco if there's anything I can do. I say, it's Mr. DeFranco to you. Some days the line I walk turns out to be straight. Other days the line turns to deviate. I've got no criteria for sex or race. I just want to hear your voice. I just want to see your face. She looks me up and down like she thinks that I'm mature. Like she's got my number, like it belongs to her. She says, call me Ms. DeFranco if there's anything I can do. I say, I've got spots, I've got stripes, too. We're all asking, are you in or are you out? And I think, oh man, what is this about? I mean, tonight you can't put me up on any shelf, cause I came here alone and I'm gonna leave you by myself. I just wanna show you the way that I feel, and when I get tired, you can take the wheel. To me, what's more important is the person that I bring, not just getting to the same restaurant and eating the same thing. Guess there's something wrong with me. Guess I don't fit in. No one wants to touch it. No one knows where to begin. I've got more than one membership, more than one club, and I owe my life to people that I love.
That was Annie DeFranco from her 1997 album, Living in Clip. I'm returning to Tom Robinson for the last song, and it is very short, only 38 seconds. It's a bonus track from his 1997 album, Having It Both Ways. And alert listeners will recognize the tune as being taken from his anthem, Glad to Be Gay. He calls this one, The Last Word, and it seems only appropriate for my two-part special on bisexual songs that he should have the last word. Here's Tom Robinson.
For 21 years now, I've fought for the right for people to love just whoever they like. But the right on and righteous are out for my blood. Now I live with my kid and a woman I love. Well, if gay liberation means freedom for all, a label is no liberation at all. I'm here, I'm queer, and I do what I do, and I'm not gonna wear a straitjacket for you.